Pope John Paul II arrived in Syria today. He began his historic visit to the Muslim nation with an urgent appeal for peace in the Middle East. Speaking to a crowd at Damascus Airport, the Pope stressed the right of people to self-determination and called for a ban on the acquisition of territory by force. But the main theme of the Pope's visit is reconciliation between religions. In Athens yesterday, the Pope held extensive talks with Orthodox Christian leaders. In Damascus, he will recite a joint invocation with Muslim clergymen as he becomes the first Catholic Pope ever to visit a mosque. Correspondent Kate Seeley has been covering the Pope's tour.
The Pope is here on the second leg of a three-country journey retracing the steps of St. Paul, the apostle most credited with spreading Christianity. And it was on the road to Damascus that Saul of Tarsus, a persecutor of Christians, was blinded following a vision of Christ. And it was in Damascus that he was baptized Paul, and it was here that he began proselytizing. So the Pope will be visiting sites associated with St. Paul's conversion, including a chapel here where it is said Paul was lowered in a basket from the city walls to flee Jews angry over his evangelizing.
But this is more than just a historical retracing of steps. What is the Pope trying to achieve?
Well, the Pope has a lot on his agenda here. Among the most important issues is the need to achieve Middle East peace. Arab-Israeli relations are at their lowest point in a long time. And in his opening statement, the Pope called for a new respect, as he said, between the followers of Abraham in order for peace to be achieved. And that message is expected to be driven home further on Monday. He travels then to the Syrian town of Quneitra near the Israeli-occupied portion of the Golan Heights to pray for peace in a destroyed Greek Orthodox church. Quneitra was captured by the Israelis during the 1967 Arab-Israeli War and returned to Syria in 1974 in a ceasefire agreement. But today the town lies in ruins, and the Pope's visit there is expected to drive home the futility of war and occupation. But, you know, his trip is not all political. Another important objective of the Pope's trip is to recognize and bolster Syria's shrinking but historic Christian community. Syria at one point was predominantly Christian during the early centuries of Christianity, and Syrians like to boast that they contributed six popes to Rome. But the community has been shrinking dramatically. It now accounts for about 12% of Syria's population of 17 million. Christians are leaving, they say, not because of discrimination, but simply because the economy is so bad. So the Pope is scheduled to meet with Christian youth to appeal to them to stay and maintain this dwindling but important community.
Now, how has the Pope been received?
Well, the Pope has received a very warm welcome from President Bashar al-Assad, who said, and I quote, his country was extremely delighted to receive the Pope. And, you know, it really feels that way when you talk to people on the streets. I mean, Syrians see this visit as very good publicity for a country that they say is badly misrepresented in the West. In addition, many Muslims say they deeply respect the Pope as one of the leading figures in Christianity and are honored he's coming to Syria. They note that Islam and Christianity share the same prophets, and they point to the fact that John Paul will be visiting the tomb of St. John the Baptist, which is inside a mosque. Muslims also worship St. John the Baptist as a prophet. They call him Yahya. And they say the Pope's visit to the mosque will help show the world the close relationship between Islam and Christianity.
Now, Kate, some observers have interpreted the Pope's comments about people's rights to self-determination and his call for a ban on acquiring territory by force as indirect criticism of Israel. Are people reading too much into this?
Well, I mean, certainly Bashar al-Assad, in his welcoming speech, was extremely critical of Israel. He said that Israel had tried to kill all the principles of divine faiths with the same mentality that the Jews betrayed Jesus. I mean, pretty strong stuff. But the Pope also indirectly criticized Israel. He condemned the acquisition of territory by force and called for respecting UN resolutions. These were obviously references to Israel's ongoing settlement of occupied Arab land and the fact that some would say Israel has not yet honored UN resolutions that call for the return of all Arab land in exchange for peace.
Correspondent Kate Seeley in Damascus. Thank you, Kate.
Thank you.